Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Father of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Not a great weekend for the offense, you know, with scoring a run Saturday and Sunday. That's not a great weekend, I would say, offensively
not
for our
Friday.
Astros. Friday was good, real good. Friday was because of our guy, Mancini, the Italian
stallion.
Hey, are you going to do a Mancini on a mobile?
We could, but I don't like to disrespect Italians like that. Not after watching the offer.
The offer has nothing to do with Trey Mancini and his grand slam and home run. Three home runs, three hits, three home runs. He finally added a single.
Better Call Saul, series finale tonight.
Tonight? I'm catching up. I caught a couple this weekend. I'm catching up. I'm still behind. This is it. The series finale.
Series finale.
That's so sad.
What a great show.
It is. It has been.
Honestly, in all seriousness, everyone has talked about the fact that I've heard people say, oh, it's as good as Breaking Bad or Better, and I always thought, that's stupid. And then I watched it. Dude, Better Call Saul is right up there, and I could see where people would say it's better than Breaking Bad. In some regards, because I think that it's cool that it's able to pull in. I was trying to explain it to my wife who watched Breaking Bad. I said, and she was watching some of it with me. I said, well, everything in color is a flashback. Everything black and white is current. But it really pulls in the origin story of Saul Goodman. I said, his name's actually Jimmy McGill. And we know him as Jimmy McGill. And I tried to explain to her all the things that took place, but and I was like, you know, you should just probably watch the seasons. You watched all of The Americans in 3 weeks. You watched six seasons of The American in 3 weeks. Because she thought it was leaving Prime. The Americans, by the way, great show.
The great show. I love
Americans.
The Americans. Americans
was fantastic.
Yeah, I loved it.
And you get some, I can just tell you this, I didn't care about Kerry Russell headed into The Americans. I'm a fan now.
Yeah. I don't know. She's a little skinny, but that's all right. You can put up with that.
Why are you commenting on her?
She's skinny.
What does that have to do with anything?
She's, well, nothing. You
that's
just
her.
Said,
that's her body type.
Well, you said you're a big fan.
What does that have to do with watching
but you're
the show?
You're a big fan of her acting?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what you meant.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought you were a big fan.
908. I am.
Yeah. 908 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Everybody doesn't have to look like Vita Guerra all the time, John. If everyone looked like Vita Guerra all the time, then it'd be nothing there, you know.
Like if, Wendy is what you mean.
I'm sorry. Yeah, like Wendy.
That's what you mean. I don't even know who this Vita Guerra, what he's talking about. I don't even know what that means. Not even sure what that means. Vita, la vida is like the life. Is that what you mean?
Mm.
The life of war? I don't even know what that means.
To me, she is one of the war. I think she is iconic in different ways. Like, it just changed her and Jennifer Lopez changed the game.
Yeah.
In what expectations.
Right.
Not expectations.
Body
but
shapes.
Remember when it used to always be, this is considered beauty and this supermodel and and this supermodel. And then Vita and J-Lo, you were like, we getting curves in the mix now.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's a little curvy. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, Astros, one of the headlines. Not a great weekend. They just couldn't hit all weekend long, and then there was that. The Texans with their practices out there looking good. I'm telling you, they're winning the preseason. They are really, really looking good. I mean, this is, you want to talk about some optimism. This team is winning this preseason. Everybody's high on our Houston Texans right now. And then other stuff. Not the Yankees have lost five in a row. So that's a positive thing because so the Astros are just a half a game back. Fernando Tatis.
So no one loses it. Yeah, he's going to be coming back. That is kind of crazy, although they got swept by
Dodgers.
The Dodgers got him, yeah. All this love, all this hype for the Padres, and then they get swept by the Dodgers, who are, you know, the team you really are matched up against head-to-head. That's what you're grading yourself against. But it is true, when you look at the Padres and you say, wow, they're going to have Tatis and Juan Soto, it's basically like adding two of the best players in the game at about the same time. But I'll ask you this, John. Who has a better chance to win a World Series right now? The Tatis and Juan Soto combo?
And Machado?
Well, no, all those guys. Yeah. I'm just saying. Right. The addition of Bell, Soto, and Tatis, and we're saying addition just because he's been hurt. The addition of those three to the Padres? Or the addition of Scherzer and DeGrom?
Well, Scherzer took some time off.
Yeah.
He's been there for the most of the season. DeGrom?
Okay. DeGrom versus, since you have Scherzer, he missed some time, but let's just call it DeGrom versus Bell, Soto, and Tatis. Now, those are three unbelievable, two Hammers. Of them are unbelievable bats, and DeGrom is just one pitcher. But who has a better chance to win a World Series? The addition of those three hitters? Or just getting one pitcher who is elite?
I think it's the Mets. I do.
I might be with you because I'm not sure that you can have all the hitters in the world, but one thing that we learned the hard way with the Astros in years past is it only takes two dominant pitchers. I mean, dominant. If you have two dominant pitchers, you have a chance to win any playoff series. You have a chance to win any playoff series with two dominant pitchers. The Arizona Cardinals showed us that with Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson. Is it still that way, two dominant pitchers, or is the game just two? I think you have to have a really plus bullpen, too. That's one thing that's really changed. It used to be starters would go 7-8 innings.
Well, those starters will.
On a regular
DeGrom
basis.
And Scherzer, I ain't taking them out. You know, would you shorten
DeGrom your, with his
you
arm?
You shorten your bullpen in the postseason? Yeah, he's going to throw.
Oh, that's a lot. I mean...
In the postseason, you ain't take you. I don't care who's in your bullpen. The Nolan Ryan documentary, the manager comes out to pull Nolan. He goes, "Go back to the dugout.
You can't talk about Justin Verlander staying under 200 innings and then act like they're just going to go crazy with
DeGrom.
DeGrom
has missed most of the season. He's just started. It's two starts now.
Yeah, but
it's not like you're using up his innings.
Yeah, but he's got consistent arm issues.
By October, Lance, it's going to be he's going to be fully gone.
I think they're going to have hardcore pitch counts on him moving forward. What's his from a contractual standpoint? Especially is this it?
Yeah,
and blow him out. Because do you really want to sign him for another expensive deal?
Well, that's a problem. That's a problem. Who's going to sign that dude? And what are you going to sign him to?
I mean...
Well, you want to talk about risky. Riskier. Lance McCullers, $85 million, or Jacob DeGrom's $200 million.
Hold on a second. What's the clause in 2020? Oh, it's a player clause.
Yeah, I think he's already said he's not doing it.
Okay. Because he's got player clause at 30. Well, that's a $3 million decline. I mean, that's a $3 million cut in his salary. He was 33.5 this year. I mean, who's going to sign him? Everyone's going to sign him. The problem is, I don't want to sign him for more than 2 years.
Talk about risky business. Yeah, but guess what? He don't want 4 or 5.
Well,
4 or 5, maybe $200 million.
He's 34.
Five years, $200 million. You do it?
No. $40 million a year?
Well, Scherzer's making 43.
No, I don't care. This guy's had too many injuries. Show me all Scherzer's career injuries. Show me all the issues he's had. What if he asked for four? Okay. What if he asked for four at 160? Would you do that? I'm not doing that either. He's too injury prone.
Somebody said two more episodes left, not just this isn't the
season.
Oh,
is it two more?
Yeah.
Two more. Okay.
Well, you just scared me that it was over.
Well, the commercials I'm getting on my So when I watch it, when I stream it, it's only one episode left. And another one said two episodes left. So, okay, two more. That's on Better Call Saul. But Why would you give him anything more than a 3-year deal?
Okay, that ain't gonna be easy.
What about 3? And he's gonna want. So he's gonna want more than he makes now when he doesn't even pitch. He wants more.
Something like that. I don't know. Something like
that. So 3 at 120. Would you do that? $40 million a year for 3 years.
That I might do. I might risk 120, not 200.
As the Astros, would you do it?
No. No, the Astros ain't doing that.
Would you let Justin Verlander walk and sign DeGrom to 3 for 120?
Wow, that would be something.
That'd be something stupid.
You know what I would do? I would toast a nice, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light if that happened. Oh, man. You think I wouldn't hit the Coors Lights if they signed Jacob DeGrom? I would hit the Coors Lights. I don't care who they sign, really.
Yeah.
I don't care if they don't sign, they sign, whatever. I'm not going to let that decide how many Coors Lights I'm drinking. I can tell you that for sure. Here's the deal. Is if you're looking for the world's most refreshing beer, you're looking to keep Texas chill, you're looking to just have fun. I don't care what the event is or non-event or no. It doesn't have to be an event. It could be I just found that other sock in the dryer. Oh, let's have a Coors Light. All right, that sounds great. It could be I'm just going to sit here and watch Better Call Saul. Let's have a Coors Light. It doesn't matter what the event is to me, and it shouldn't to you either. All I need you to do is try it. Try cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. It's the world's most refreshing beer, and you can see how cold it is because you got the Blue Mountains. I'm going to have me. This football season is here. Time to start. It's time to start. If you don't start until the football season, I'm fine with that. But when you do, make sure it's a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Oh, man.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. 713-780-3776. Anything from this weekend that you guys want to get in, you are more than welcome to call into the show to hang out with us. Kareem Hunt, this is what's better about the NFL than the NBA. Kareem Hunt demanded a trade. Yeah, just get back to practice. Just go back. You are not trading you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. Hey, I demand a trade. Cool, we're going to look into that for you. No, we're not.
Yeah. There was a lot of reports about the Raiders trading Josh Jacobs. And
something's
that's
up
not
over
happening.
There with Josh Jacobs, because there doesn't seem to be any buzz around Josh Jacobs, fantasy or otherwise. He's a talented player too, but there's just something is amiss over there with the Raiders. No one's loving him on average draft position, the ADP on him in fantasy, and he's a talented back, but I don't know.
Well, look at the weapons they have. How can you pick him high? I mean, how many balls is Hunter Renfrow and Devontae Adams and Waller? I think Derek Carr might be a good pick because there's going to be a lot of throwing going on, no? Derek Carr, I think, moves up the rankings.
Yeah, I moved him up.
Yeah.
You have to. Guy that I'm really interested in is Russell Wilson. I'm really curious to see how Russell Wilson does. You know, the last year and a half has been a little up and down, a little spotty. He hasn't had a very good offensive line. The offensive line should be better. I love Javonte Williams. I think Javonte Williams has a big year this year at running back. You obviously lost a weapon in Noah Fant as part of the trade. He went to Seattle and Russell's there. But I don't know how Jerry Judy's back from his injury. How does Jerry Jeudy play? He's been a disappointment up to this point. I'm curious to see how – I think Russell Wilson's going to be a big factor. I saw something on Friday. How would you rank the quarterbacks in the AFC West? 1 through 4. It's tough. I'm going David Carr – I'm going Derek Carr 4, 3 Russ, 2 Herbert, 1 Mahomes.
Yeah, probably if I want him on my team.
But it wouldn't shock me if Derek Carr overtook Russell Wilson this year. from a productivity standpoint.
Yeah, that's the. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, Derek Carr would have been. He has been fourth on this list. I mean, Herbert's got a. I mean, he's from a fantasy standpoint. Yeah, Herbert's going to put up numbers, but I mean, from a winning standpoint,
he's got a. It's got to start.
You know what? I might have.
But it hasn't been on him, though. A lot of that has been on his defense.
I tell you this, Derek Carr may be the fourth quarterback in the division, but the Raiders are going to be fighting for the division title. The Raiders are going to be right there at the end. And we'll see if they're. I like that team. I like what they've done. Jimmy Garoppolo is apparently still in limbo. They're expected to hold on to him until cut down day.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't get it. Maybe it's the shoulder, I guess. Maybe that's why. Or everybody's just waiting. You know, we know they got to get rid of him.
I mean, I wouldn't move him on cut down day.
I wouldn't give up much.
On cut down day, I wouldn't move him either. I'm hanging on to him just in case. Just in case. I'll give you an example. Dak Prescott goes down. Third week of the season. Jerry's trying to win. He'd give a third rounder for him.
Yep. Yeah.
Because that's the best you could possibly hope for is a third rounder for a guy whose contract's up. That's the best you could possibly hope for. But I think there are some teams that would be desperate to win now who would think, who look at him as an upgrade over the backup quarterback position. I'm trying to remember who the backup is in Dallas right now. Backup quarterback in Dallas is Cooper Rush. Yep. And Will Greer and Ben DiNucci. I'm quite certain that Dallas would send something over to San Francisco in exchange for Trey Lance. Would San Francisco do it? It's not the division. It's the NFC. I wouldn't care. If I get a third for him, I'd do it. Of course, you could also get a third for him if you just let him walk via free agency. In the compensatory pick game.
Where does Odell end up?
That's a tough one. I don't
Cooper
think
Kupp has said,
do you think
I want
Odell
back.
Signs before camp?
Maybe not. Maybe he waits.
I'm not sure he's
and
going
see,
to.
And see who gets. So that's another agent, one where you get who,
yeah,
who
I
got
think,
hurt.
I think his agent is going to have to wait that out. I wonder, you know, what he did in the Rams.
Well,
really helped.
How recovered is he too? By the way,
you got to check on the recovery. What he did with the Rams helps. He's been a pain in the ass at most of the places he's been, but he was good, you know, that second half of the year with the Rams, so you would think that helps him. Obviously, it would be a team, you know, teams are going to ask for a one-year deal for him because they don't know about the recovery, number one. And number two, they want to just make sure they can deal with him in the locker room. So you're going to probably look for teams who want to win right now. I would think a team, believe it or not, who's the team that you think could be in the mix?
Patriots.
100%. Devontae Parker, Kendrick Bourne, Jacoby Myers.
Anytime you think of where
Nelson
who needs
Aguilar,
a wide receiver,
it's usually the Patriots. Yeah. And they got a chance to win now. And Bill Belichick's not worried about taking big personalities into his locker room. Would the Steelers do it? Would they want to take that in? They dealt
would he
with
want
Juju
to go with
Smith-Schuster.
Mitchell
they dealt with Antonio Brown. Would they deal with Odell Beckham, too?
Dallas could use him.
Why? Because of Amari?
Amari's gone.
Well, you have CeeDee Lamb. You have Michael Gallup.
Yeah. And you could use... And that's it.
Actually, I think they have a third. Who did they add?
They were
Jalen
talking
Tolbert,
about...
And
guys
drafted,
are down. Too.
Yeah, they drafted Jalen Tolbert in the third round. Yeah, Dallas really could. James Washington's hurt. Mm-hmm. They really could. Looking at their wide receiver... They really could. Yeah. They could use that third guy for sure. And if I'm Odell Beckham, I want a place where I have a chance to go win too.
Yeah.
Because not only do you just want to win, it's also a chance to go get playoff shares. If you're not going to get a ton of money in this first year, you want a chance to go play in the postseason. Would Minnesota take – like, I don't think you could have him. He might be too much to deal with. Thielen – and KJ Osborne's come on for them. I don't think they would look at that. Saints, you wouldn't want to touch him over there. What about Tampa? And Tampa Tommy. You've already got Godwin, Julio Jones, who let's see if he has anything left. Mike Evans. Nah, you added Russell Gage. There's really no reason.
Yeah, no.
There's really
not,
no
not with the addition of Julio Jones. Now that they're done, spending money on that.
No, I think it's the Rams make the most sense.
Tom Brady just got back to practice. He had personal stuff going on.
Here's an agent says this. If Jimmy G is on the roster week one, then his entire $24 million guarantees. Yeah, that's why they will cut him before then. That's actually real. Guess what's not worth a third-round pick? Guess what a third-round pick is not worth?
Right.
$24 million.
But can they fade it anyway? Because they got Trey Lance on his rookie deal.
Yeah, but you can still – no, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, his $24 million is guaranteed, but somebody else will pick it up.
Maybe. He could clear through waivers.
Yeah, because you got to get rid of him. Well, or you don't. Or you know what? You find out if Trey Lance can play, and if he can't, Jimmy.
He could clear through waivers. Oh, actually, he's a veteran. He doesn't have to clear through. So he's as a veteran, he could sign. The question would be, would somebody sign him for that deal, $24 million, or renegotiate something with him? That's interesting.
Well, if you trade
this agent needs to text me what he thinks would happen with him, because I'm not sure. I'm not sure how you handle that. Do you take on the salary for 1 year? Because who is there who needs a starter right now with a bum shoulder? Nobody. Who's the team that you say needs a starter right now? Is desperate
Seattle.
For a starter.
But although
right now, Drew Locke is being beaten out by Geno Smith.
But Pete's saying that Geno's looking great.
Well, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
I'm
Geno's
sure
doing great. Okay.
I mean, when I look up and down the AFC, I mean, unless Jimmy Garoppolo is going to go to Cleveland, and that's even, we don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun just yet, but Cleveland could, he's better than Jacoby Brissett.
They got cap
other
space,
than that,
too. They got cap space.
Yeah.
But
there's not one team in the AFC that you're taking Jimmy over the starter, not even Davis Mills, because Davis is we've already discussed this, is a very particular setup for an inexpensive quarterback that they're trying to see what they got. When you look in the NFC, you've got, honestly, Giants with Daniel Jones, but then what's the point? You're going to go get
He's looking great this preseason,
cheaper,
too,
oh,
by
good,
the way.
Good. Yeah. You're not doing anything with Justin Fields over there in Chicago. You're not going to go Jimmy Garoppolo over Jared Goff. It's half dozen of six and one, half dozen of the other. Who cares? What's the difference there? Atlanta. But mm-hmm. they're trying, but they just drafted Desmond Ridder. Mm-mm-mm. If Marcus Mariota doesn't work out, you'd rather see what Ridder has. They already drafted, Carolina already traded for a quarterback. New Orleans is going to try it with, you know.
Yeah, it's a place, though.
New Orleans is a place that I could see
if
he was terrible.
Yeah.
But is anyone going to sign, because if you're the agent for Jimmy Garoppolo, why would you sign a deal? If no one picks up your contract at $24 million, why would you give him?
Well, this is a show me year for Jimmy. I don't know why he's gotten to the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship.
But a show
game.
Me with who? The only
with the Saints. If the Saints are
Saints, Seattle.
If Jameis is bad four games in, you almost have to you say okay, let's go.
Saints, yeah, maybe. Saints, Seattle, Giants. Only teams that make sense, and the Giants are not expected to win at a high level, but I'm sure they'd still like to be more competitive. And then, of course, in the AFC, you've got the only team you could look at is
Pittsburgh.
Maybe Pittsburgh, yeah, maybe. With Trubisky.
If Trubisky's bad.
If you say, yeah. I don't know.
And that's somebody gets hurt. That's it. All right.
No one will trade for him now because they know the 49ers
will have to cut him.
And so no one will pay the $24 million. After the 49ers cut him, he will sign a backup deal for $5 or $6 million a year.
Hmm.
Wow.
A backup deal? I don't think so.
But here's what you do.
I think he'll go
here's
somewhere.
Here's why you sign him. No, this is why you do this if you're the Texans. If you can get him for $6 million a year, then you let him walk. You hope he signs a $25 million deal, and then you get that third-round compensatory pick for it.
All right, 931 ESPN. No, you don't bring him in here with Davis Mills. You just don't do it.
At all?
713, no.
You think the fans rally for Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. And you don't want Davis Mills looking over
Maybe
his shoulder.
Maybe the ladies rally for Jimmy Garoppolo, but the
over
fellas?
Over Davis Mills?
The fellas?
The neck?
The ladies would, yeah. But the fellas? We're not trying to see Jimmy Garoppolo. We've seen him.
He's Italian.
We know what he is.
We need him.
No,
Italian.
You are going with that Italian
He's
thing.
Italian. All right, what about your patio? That's Italian.
What? No, it's not. don't even know what that means. That's Italian. I do know Texas Custom Patios for a long. I've had them for 6 years now. I've had the patio for 6 years. It doesn't seem like that. It really doesn't seem like I've had Texas Custom Patios for that long. But at you know, when you deal with Texas Custom Patios, you're dealing with a company who is going to get you the very best in outdoor living arrangements and outdoor kitchens, outdoor living from the standpoint of television, sound system. You get a great setup with your island for your outdoor kitchen where you have a great place to sit and enjoy your drinks and your cocktails and watching your games out there at your own television outdoors with a fan blowing on you is terrific there in the fall when it starts up. Then when our weather really turns, you're not going to spend any place else but outside at your own outdoor living space. TexasCustomPatios.com. Go to TCPLance.com and see what they have in store for you. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9:36, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you. Our final segment before news of the weird comes your way right here, as it does every day. Brought to you by Simple Seats, better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Did you see there's a, I hate this, emphasis on illegal contact this year. So that's the, that is going to be what referees, you're going to
first
see.
First 5 yards.
You're going to see, yep, after the first 5 yards, if the defensive back is still, if the quarterback still has the football.
Yeah, you got to help the offense somehow. Somehow these receivers have to get some help.
I know, right?
every rule is generated for the offense.
Except,
every rule.
Except
when's the last time you looked?
Every defensive back holds and illegal contact on the field. And
they get called in the pros. They never get called in college. In college, you can literally do things that you would get in trouble. Like, you would, police would stop you if they saw you doing some of the things that you do. Well, it's football, so I guess that's kind of.
Yeah.
Obviously, police would stop you.
You don't
there.
Do that in the.
But.
In a restaurant.
Beyond 5 yards, you're not supposed to.
How often do you see guys holding and grabbing and pushing each other in a restaurant? You don't see that too
yeah,
often.
You don't.
No.
Sometime in an NBA fight.
I just hate that that's a point of emphasis because now.
Now it means there's a ton of them.
Immediately the flag.
A ton of them.
Yes. Yeah, which never happened before. We got to watch for those illegal contacts, everybody. So watch. In a crucial situation where
down.
You're supposed to get off the field.
Third and eight. Legal contact on the defense, number 21. 5 yard penalty, automatic first down. We're going to hear that a lot.
Yep. Yep. So listen, league sources surveyed by were split on whether the wording on this year's illegal contact instructions will lead to a spike in flags. In 2014, flags illegal. For illegal contact rose to 148 from 52 in 2013. In 2004, they rose from 191 to 191 from 79 in 2003. Wow, more than double. Whenever the league says you got to watch for illegal contact, you can almost guarantee. Went from, in 3 years, it tripled.
Point of emphasis.
Oh, no. In 2004, in 1 year, the number tripled.
Yeah. Point of emphasis is the worst thing you want to hear if you are a whatever. Now, if they said point of emphasis on holdings, offensive holdings, nightmare. Nightmare for tackles, guards, offensive line. Whenever they say point of emphasis, you're in trouble.
Yep.
You're in serious trouble from a penalty standpoint. So you can expect longer games this year. I mean, I can tell you that because we're going to have a lot more penalties.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot more of those penalties. And that's usually getting off the field, stopping the clock. And that's not going to happen.
Are you on your excitement level, knowing what you know about the Astros, which we've gotten used to fall baseball, which is great, the last 5 years. Where are you on your football excitement? Because obviously the Texans are not back. Texans are back, folks. That's not That's not what anyone's saying. And the Astros, we know, are really good. Where are you now in terms of the balance of – you're very excited about football? Because it's not just Texans. It's LSU for you, and maybe not just
– LSU. University of Houston.
By the way.
They're going to be bad.
I got a source who told me it's not good at LSU
now.
It's going to take – Brian Kelly stepped in and said, okay, we got some work to do.
Brian Kelly's got a lot of work to do. No, they're not going to be good, and I don't care. I don't really care. You know, that's my wife's team. I'm not really.
Oh, you're out on them now.
No, I'm a big fan. Actually, when they're good, but you know what? I won't go. I probably won't go to any games. Maybe we'll go to one game this year. But I'm excited about University of Houston. I'm excited about, I'm excited to see A&M in Texas. I think they're both going to be, I think A&M could just got a chance to have a big season. We're going to be there tomorrow, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think they have a chance to have a real big season, depending on the quarterback play, obviously.
It's a big if.
I know.
Also,
I'm not a big Max Johnson guy. We'll
there
see.
Is a lot of buzz over in Austin.
Yeah.
That Quinn Ewers is not going to be the guy to start the year, that he has not won out that job, and that Hudson Card could be the guy. Hudson Card could be the guy, especially after the Alabama game.
I thought when Arch gets there, he's going to have to sit for 2 years.
Well, that's what Quinn Ewers' guy thinks.
Holy.
But
and he can't beat out Hudson Card?
Has not beaten out Hudson Card yet. And apparently the offensive line is in shambles.
Owned.
I've heard the defensive line is punishing the offensive line on a consistent basis. So you may see Quinn Ewers after the Alabama game. They may wait a little bit. You know what? Let's give Hudson a chance until after Alabama.
Wow, that is scary. The Quinn Ewers is getting
on home. Saturday. I did not get glowing reviews about the quarterback battle.
I'm excited to see whether or not they play better. I'll be rooting for them. I want them to be better.
I've expected them to play much better, but that was before I heard this stuff. And I was
the Alabama game notwithstanding.
Yeah,
they're not winning that football game. Although Nick has got, did you see they got a participation trophy from Nick because they finished second last year. They got a big participation trophy.
Do they?
Nick's in rebuild. He says we're in rebuild.
Yeah.
We're in a rebuild.
Of course he did.
Yeah. Because they made me down to like 45 star guys on their roster now.
I mean, Nick, I told Alec, I said, you know, you're going to Alabama. I said, you don't have any idea how easy you have it as a sports fan going to Alabama, where every year you're going to have better players than most everyone
else.
Well,
as long as Nick's there,
it's at the top.
He's going to be there for Alex four years. I don't. Do you, how long?
All right, if I said 2.5 years, would you go over or under?
2.5 years for Nick.
Except I think over.
Like he said, I don't have anything else to do. What am I going to do?
I'm going to make it 3.5.
I don't think he's there.
Hey, if Kirby starts to take over, if Georgia feels like they're definitely getting better than Alabama, will Nick sit through that?
I doubt it. He ain't going to be second. I'll tell you that.
If Georgia is clearly better than Alabama, I don't think he's going to stick around to keep trying to catch up with one of his assistants.
Nope.
Put it that way.
Nope. And he and Jimbo might, who knows?
Plus, I don't think Nick is going to love the fact that, I don't think he's going to love the NIL. He's probably fine with it when it's under the table. But I don't think he'll love the NIL, especially the NIL combined with the transfer portal is making it a lot tougher for schools. But the less than Kirby Smart, I think the one thing that could chase Nick Saban out would be the way college football is now playing out with the players. I think that's something where he could just say, I'm over this. I'm tired of this, especially if he starts to have a problem with getting players to buy in and listen, or if he's always been unbelievable compared to everyone else at being able to get his guys to buy in. And a lot of them have had trouble outside of Alabama when they get to the pros, character issues, stuff like that. But for whatever reason, he doesn't. Now, some people would argue, that's because they're able to hush everything in Tuscaloosa. But I think a lot of it is guys just Nick is able to get the most out of them, because a lot of guys, even if they're not really mature or maybe they're bad character guys, I think there's some guys who say, Alabama is my chance to go get that paycheck in the NFL, and I'm going to do what I have to do. And then once they're gone, it kind of, you know, maybe some guys kind of revert back to who they're going to be with more money and more time on their hands. But I just know this. I'm always shocked that Nick Saban is able to coach hard. Name another. Like most places, if you coach hard, the players are going to revolt.
Yeah.
It's expected at Alabama. The coaches revolt. The coaches are the ones who turn over more than the players.
How'd it work out for Charlie Strong coaching the players hard?
Not great. It doesn't work out great for anyone other than Nick.
Not them soft-ass players up in Texas.
No. Nick coaches hard, but that's the expectation.
Yep.
And he recruits guys that he thinks can be
can handle
hard.
It. 945 ESPN, 97.5, 92.5. News of the Weird, brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. And, guess what you're talking about right now?
I'm talking about Simple Seats. I'm talking about a chance for you to go get great seats coming up for this series. You finally have your opportunity. You're going to have a day off today, and then you're going to say, okay, you know what, Lance, where can I go? I'm going to go see the Astros take on the Rangers. I bet I can get better prices to that one. You're right. You want to go tomorrow? It's you can get in the building for $18. You want to go Wednesday? It's $15. And I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. It's $15 now, but there's dynamic pricing. So the pricing can go up or down based on the availability. But I'm here to tell you that I think you're going to get a pretty good deal on Wednesday, especially. I'm looking right now for four tickets. I've already found a place where you can get them for $14. $14. If you are looking for section 133, just for example, that's down the right field line in the lower bowl, good seats. You can get four tickets in row 14 for $35 a piece. Four tickets for $35 a piece. Let's say I just clicked it and I hit check out. How much is that going to cost me once I hit all the fees? Oh, that's right. They don't have fees. They don't have delivery fees, service fees, or convenience fees. So your four tickets are going to cost $151.55 with $11.55 of tax added onto the $35 for tickets. So four tickets that cost $35 a piece, guess what? You only pay tax, no fees. And that's the great thing about Simple Seats. No fees, great seats, every single time out, Simple Seats. Go to simpleseats.com, use promo code Lance10, and you'll get $10 off of your first order of $50 or more. So you could take that $151 and knock it down to $141 for four seats on the lower level down the right field line because you have no fees. The other guys are burying you with fees. At Simple Seats, you never have any fees. SimpleSeats.com, use promo code Lance10.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Did you see this guy? There's a guy named Alberto Nonino. He's from Italy, 18-year-old runner from Italy, 400 meter. He looked like he was making a move in the 400 meter, but then he had to keep tugging at his shorts.
Poopies.
Nope.
What?
His junk kept falling out as he was running. You know how they wear those little shorts?
Uh-huh.
And
is that the video?
Yeah, I got the video. He keeps, watch, he's running, and he keeps on running, and he says, you know what, I think it's funny now, but I see on social media that it's going to be, you know, this is going to be an issue, and I apologize. You see, he keeps on watching. He falls way behind because he keeps on, can't keep it in there. He's blonde, so he must be from Northern Italy, or he dyes his hair. One of
you
the
said
two.
Brazil or Italy?
Northern Italy, yeah.
I mean, good for him.
Yeah.
That he's got that problem, but, you know, it's not good for his racing. He could have done something to probably keep that from happening.
Apparently, but not while you're running. I mean, he was, you know, all of a sudden he's got a, you know, it just is.
I mean, it's not the worst problem to have. At the time, it's not.
Well, he was very popular with the ladies afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, at the time, it's not, you know, what you want. But it's also not a Chris Jones situation where you fall down and at the combine. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. There's a woman who got pulled over by cops, and she has a white privilege card. Apparently the cops thought it was funny, and they let her go. And now the cops are in trouble because two Anchorage police officers violated department policy during a traffic stop. A woman in town for a rally for Donald Trump showed them a white privilege card instead of a driver's license. And they I guess they just thought, that's kind of funny. We'll let you go. Bye. And now these cops are in trouble. Do you think you shouldn't in trouble for letting white people get away with stuff?
Well, here's why they probably got in trouble. How do you think anyone knew about it?
She posted it on Facebook.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe they self-snitched.
No, no.
And told on themselves. Then I was going to say, hey, you brought it on yourself.
No. Apparently, you will not be seeing any more women in any advertisements in Iran. Women have been banned because apparently female images of any type, they were in some coffee and ice cream, an Iranian ice cream commercial. Two controversial commercials were put out by an ice cream manufacturer, which it says are against public decency and insult women's values.
What did they do? What was it was so controversial?
I'm looking
about
at it now. Well, she has the
hijab.
Yeah, she has the hijab on her head. It's not covering her face, but apparently she drove past another car and smiled. So,
yeah, I don't know those rules.
We're not doing that anymore.
I don't know those rules.
Oh, eating the ice cream. Well,
the slow motion ice cream chomp.
Yeah,
ice cream bar chomp.
Yeah, I mean, was that
well
real?
By our standards, it's not somebody.
Yeah, but it wasn't like it was a banana. It's an ice cream bar.
It's not somebody doing this.
No, it's not twerking.
It's not twerking on top of an ice cream bar, which to me, I just call.
She's eating a bar.
You could literally just flip through a channel on TV and like, oh, okay. It's just somebody twerking on an ice cream bar. In Iran, I guess it's a little trickier.
Because they went slow motion and saw her and she took a bite out of it.
Yeah, we've been had slow motion ice cream eating.
No, that's nothing. Snickers has to make an apology. They had an ad suggesting Taiwan as a country.
How dare they?
Yeah. So they need to apologize. Oh,
who'd they have to apologize to, John?
The Chinese.
The Chinese are demanding apologies about everything.
Oh, here's a job you could.
Excuse me?
I see.
Excuse me, Mr. Mori? And the guy at Snickers like, oh, my name's not Mori. We call everybody Mori does this crap.
Casper is hiring professional nappers with exceptional sleeping ability. This is a perfect job for me.
I'm not a great sleeper.
I'm a great sleeper. Yeah. And naps?
Casper, the...
A mattress brand.
Yeah.
This is a perfect job. My wife would tell you, oh, there's no better job for you.
So you could get a job sleeping?
I could get a job sleeping.
What does it pay?
Pays good. Hungarian leader Viktor Orban declares at the CPAC that a Christian politician cannot be racist. Do you think you can't be racist if you're a Christian politician?
How's he? I wonder what the, that's interesting. What is his rationale?
He says, all I know is he said, the far-right leader in Texas, he made in July. Oh, he had some controversial remarks he made in late July that Hungarians do not want to become people of mixed race. And so that might be, but he said, listen, I'm a Christian.
Guys, I'm a
Christian. I can't be a racist.
You're making too big a deal about this.
If
okay?
you're a racist, if you're a Christian politician, you can't be a racist. That's all there is to it, says Viktor Orban. It's 9:57, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're done. Vanessa and Gallant up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day. Oh, it's me, Artisan Grant. Wow. Sorry about that, RJ. I want to talk about 975dip.com first. Before I leave, 975dip.com. I apologize. Here's the deal. I'm apologizing for you. I have to apologize for my friends all the time. Listen, we were in a restaurant the other day. My buddy puts in a dip, and a bunch of it is on the floor. The owner of the restaurant comes up and goes, what the hell? What is that? Come on, guys, clean it up. And I'm like, well, that's because it's gross. How about a hemp pouch filled with hemp and CBD? Which, by the way, CBD, we all know CBD can help with any with issues. I can't promise you that you're going to feel better or be better because of CBD. But they're in the hemp pouches. And guess what? People are raving about what it's doing for them. Oh, it's much better than your dip. Listen, dip is gross. Women hate it. Stop already. And oh, by the way, the health hazards from dip. 975dip.com. Go see what they're doing with the hemp pouches and the CBD. You are going to love it. If you're looking for a way to get out of this ugly, terrible, awful habit, go to 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.